Today, we hear from Stephen, the first martyr of the New Testament church. This enactment of Stephen speaking about his background is provided as part of the Eyewitness Acts series. You can watch the actor playing Stephen on RedeemTV.com. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes.
I wish I had been there to watch the word of God spread around the world. Instead, because of me, the Jewish leaders spread Christianity instead of ending it like they wanted to do. Why the Lord chose a small town guy like me to fulfill such a noble purpose is still a wonder to me. He definitely has a sense of humor. I grew up a typical Jewish boy in a small town in Greece. A very small town. Nothing to do except learn the scriptures, argue them with the old rabbi. Before I was 12, I knew the Old Testament like the back of my hand. Characters in the scriptures were as real to me as my own family. Hair color, eye color, little facial expressions, and speech patterns of everybody from Adam to Zechariah, son of Berechiah. Even if those things were only true in my own imagination. All the other Jewish families saved money for their sons as wedding dowries. My family saved money for me to go to Passover in Jerusalem. Apparently, marriage for me was a hopeless cause. On my 20th birthday, they finally saved enough to send me to Jerusalem, but not enough for me to return. I think they assumed I would just live there in the temple yard, just like Simeon and Anna once did. I fully expected the temple to be like a little heaven. It was Jerusalem at Passover. I expected to see hundreds of rabbis in front of small groups of quiet students discussing the intricacies of scripture interpretation. Instead, total chaos. I'm talking money changers shouting, sheep bleeding, thousands of Jewish families milling around, eating and yelling at one another, and the treasury's officials extorting money. I wandered around Jerusalem and the temple for the next 7 weeks, hoping to find someone who was interested in finding the heart of God. I wanted to find someone who loved God with all their heart, soul, and strength. I wanted to find David, but I kept finding Saul. Hopeless. I was heartbroken. Then, one morning, early, about 9 o'clock, I heard shouting. Crazy shouting. A strange-looking man was speaking to a gathering crowd. It was so weird. I could hear him in both Hebrew and Greek at the same time, using the Greek dialect of my home village. I was mesmerized. He talked about the scriptures and prophecies. Everything that I had once argued finally made sense. When he explained about Jesus, instantly, I understood. All of it. I shouted with the others, "What must I do to be saved?" In a daze, I was led to these huge pools just south of the southern steps of the temple. 3,000 of us were baptized that day. In the early days, we Christians were quite a family. We devoted ourselves to the teaching of the apostles, to fellowshipping with one another, to eating and taking of communion together, and to prayer. I had found the holy life that I'd hoped to find in Jerusalem. We were focused on making disciples. It was the mission Jesus had given us. Soon, there were 5,000 of us. People were drawn to us because they found our lives so attractive. You can't imagine what it's like to live a life completely devoted to God with a large group of people who were also completely devoted to God. I was at home with my family for the first time in my life. And many others felt this way. The Holy Spirit filled me, which, to be honest, was easy because I had become so empty of hope and self. I was so full of the Holy Spirit that I could do great wonders and signs. These drew people to the gospel. The Holy Spirit put words in my mouth that were so powerful, nobody could argue against me. The apostles and believers even recognized how powerful the Holy Spirit was in me and appointed me to be one of the 7 who were supposed to serve the early church by distributing food fairly among the widows of the different ethnic groups. Unfortunately, this service didn't last very long. At sunrise one morning, the Lord revealed to me why my parents didn't look for my bride, and why I didn't need a return ticket to go home. I was about to go home, but not to my small town in Greece. All I needed to go home was be faithful and trust Him. My reward was not only everlasting life with Jesus, but I would become a catalyst for the gospel to spread around the world. Not bad for a boy from a backwater Greek village. The Jewish leaders in Jerusalem were jealous of the growth of the early church. They were angry. They couldn't refute our preaching. One day I was preaching at the synagogue of the freedmen, where the former slaves and foreigners worshiped. Again, many of the Jews tried to refute my teaching, but they could not withstand the wisdom that the Spirit had given me. They stirred up the people and the leaders against me by making false accusations. The Jewish leaders made up charges against me, much like the ones that they used against Jesus. The temple guards arrested me, and they hauled me before the Sanhedrin. False witnesses accused me of blasphemy and threatening the temple and Moses. They were probably surprised when the Holy Spirit did not choose for me to respond with silence like my Lord Jesus did. They were probably even more surprised when my face went radioactive and I started shining like the face of an angel. The high priest must have become catatonic when he asked a simple question and I responded with an entire history of the Jewish people. My childhood training kicked into such a high gear that my old Greek rabbi would have been proud of me for once. I went from Abraham to Joseph to Moses, and I gave them the Spirit's interpretation of the history of the Jewish people. Through His power, I accused them and their ancestors of murder, of resisting the Holy Spirit, and disobeying the law. I thought I used to make my old rabbi pull out his hair, but you should have seen the Sanhedrin go berserk. They gnashed their teeth, covered their ears, and yelled at me.
This has been an enactment of Stephen, the first martyr of the New Testament church. There are also other narratives by key people in the book of Acts that are available without charge. You can check it out at redeemtv.com under the Eyewitness Bible series. Signing up is quick and easy, and there is absolutely no charge. Thank you, RedeemTV.com, for letting us air this.